Oh, it is that girl from Foxfire. All right. I'm sorry, I'm just busy. Every inch of my flesh. All right. Hey, it's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland, 503-733-2970. Thank you, Vic. Bye-bye. If you want to email, it's rick@rickemerson.com. Rick at rickemerson.com. We are now 3 days away from Listener Party 9. Coming up this Thursday, April 20th, 7 p.m., Sabalas, Mount Tabor. Featuring, let's see, we got a show-stopping performance by the artist formerly known as the Bigger Than Jesus House Band, featuring a special guest. Right now, I would say about 40% of the people who have emailed in have guessed the special guest. They've figured out what it is. About 40% of the people have figured out the song that's going to be performed. And about 20% of the people have guessed both. Because we say that we are going to have a special guest on stage and is going to help recreate one of the greatest duets of all time. And about 20% of the people who have guessed it is they have figured out both of those things. But we're not going to announce it. You have to come there. You have to check it out. You have to see it. What else? We're going to have special on-the-spot news updates from Tim Riley in the Johnson 970 mobile newsroom. The entire cast and crew of the Rick Emerson Show is going to be there. We got a big opening. In keeping with the sort of Emerson method of open big, close big. We got a fantastic opening. You're going to have to see to believe. We've got a whole bunch of other things coming as well. And, of course, any girl who comes to Listener Party 9 dressed as a schoolgirl gets a little something from the Johnson 970 bag of crap. So that is all coming up this Thursday, April 20th, 7 p.m. It's 503-733-2970. Now, as part of this, we've been talking about this Unleash Your Inner Rock and Roll God contest, for which, how many people do we have qualified now for this? Two?
I think two or three.
No, two.
Two.
And one of them Craig didn't even win. He was like, finally just nagged. He nagged and he screamed his way into my heart, and he wore us down. To the point that I think we finally just said yes. So, here's the thing is we're going to figure out, A, another way to qualify people, because I'm almost out of fake metal lyrics. And so, which I think is a testament to my greatness as a would-be metal author. This is, by the way, this is, let's see. This is Craig, by the way.
Rick, it's Craig again. All right, look. I know I blew it today. Good lyrics, by the way. But, dude, inspiration to this contest, you gotta throw me a free pass on this one. Dude, I am a soldier under Rick's command. Come on. You kidding? I'm gonna tear that thing up. Soldier, soldier, under Rick's command. You gotta let me play with Glengarry Glen Rock, dude.
See, and then he sucks up by using the band name that I like.
I'm just saying. If there's a freebie pass to be had in this one, right. I'm going to be there. You got my phone number. I'm sure any one of those five songs that you're going to let your singers do, I can do, man. All I need is one mic. You got my number. Give me a call. Thanks, Rick.
All right, so there you go. So he finally just nagged his way into being one of those. So we have two. We have him and some guy named Scott, and that's it. And I only got two more sets of lyrics, so and this was highly unlikely, even if the next two contestants manage to come up with, they correctly identify the fake metal lyrics, which seems highly improbable given the skill with which I am constructing faux metal lines.
I don't know if I call it skill.
I'm just saying, we're still going to have to think of a way to qualify the fifth person, so I don't know how to do that. Before we get to any of that, though, I was contacted by Andrew Green, who is the drummer and the band leader for the artist formerly known as the Bigger Than Jesus House Band, and he actually told me the band has now narrowed it through three songs, because everybody's asking me, well, what song are they going to perform, like when it comes time for the actual contest? And what we're talking about here is we're going to qualify five people. We've got two so far. We're going to qualify five people, and then the night of the party, you will each get about 90 seconds on stage to belt out the lyrics. It's sort of an American Idol thing. See how I mock American Idol even as I hijack its most base elements and incorporate them into the station promotion? That's called playing both sides of the fence and appealing to the base. But so you'll have 90 seconds to get up on stage with the band behind you and belt out a metal classic. And then the winner, gets some crap. And then the mantle of all that is glorious and rocking. So, but Andrew contacted me this morning. He narrowed it to three songs. The band has narrowed it to three songs that they will perform for this contest. So we're going to go through each of these, and we have to pick one of these. So these are the three songs that we have to choose from in terms of what the band is going to have people sing for the Unleash Your Inner Rock and Roll God contest. Here's song the first. Everybody will be singing the same song, by the way. We just got to figure out what it's going to be. So we're looking for simplicity, metal quotient, the ability to which somebody can take it and improvise. Really poor there. Little Dio here. Rainbow in the Dark. Yeah. Come on. It's just fantastic. Have you seen this video?
No.
Oh, it's on VH1 Classic, like every 5 minutes. They're doing that thing where they never shoot him straight on against an object of known height because he's like 3 feet tall. It's like he and Rollins and Danz, they got to all go out together. And that guy from Accept. But they're always shooting him either Riefenstahl style, like from way below to make him look like an Aryan god, or from like up in a helicopter so you can't see him. Because there's this sequence in this video where he's walking around on a rooftop, and you know there's those things that look like a rotating Jiffy Pop, but he's walking among them, but they never ever shoot him in such a way that you can compare his height to those of the roof vents. Because you would realize that he is a toadstool.
You and I, we walk without you.
All right, so that's song the first. So we'll have to pick this. So I give that one high marks, by the way, because you can really get your whale on with that.
It has a big range.
And it's Dio. How can you go wrong with Dio? It's short, it's punchy, everybody knows it. It's been played on KGON for like 100 years. So, okay, so that's number one. Here we got that. We got number two. This is a little more traditional, a little more standard. This is Zeppelin. Now this one again, because it's Robert Plant, has, you know, a lot of that wail. It's got a pretty broad range to it. Everybody knows it. It's an acknowledged classic. Not quite as metal as it is just flat out rock, but I mean, it's, well, you can't go wrong with this. So I think what we're going to do is, I think we're going to play all three of these, and then we're going to do an Insta-poll. We'll go to the phones and do an Insta-poll and determine what song the people want. See, and we have them go right there. Like, that'd be the cutoff point right there. All right, so you're keeping track. So song the first was Rainbow in the Dark by Dio. Song the second was Led Zeppelin, Rock and Roll. Song the third. This is the third and final choice, and then we're gonna go to the phones here, and we're gonna find out what the people want the song to be for the Unleash Your Inner Rock and Roll God contest. First song was Dio's Rainbow in the Dark. The second song was Led Zeppelin's Rock and Roll. Here is song number three. Oh yeah, that's right. You know this one.
White man came across the sea.
Yeah.
He brought us pain and misery. He killed our tribes. He killed our queens. He took our game for his own need. We fought him hard.
We fought him well.
Out on the plains.
We gave him hell. We probably do like the first 90 seconds all the way through this first, you know, the stanza, then the bridge, and then once through the chorus. You can already hear that Craig guy singing this one. Women and children and cowards. Everybody. This is deceptive, though, because see, there's like three different harmonies happening in the background there. It's not easy to sing Dickinson style.
Run for your
Okay.
Oh, I want to keep listening to that.
No, it's, I know, because see, then it's, see, I know how it is with that song, that then it's just going to be nothing. Then the whole show will just be us listening to Iron Maiden for an hour and 45
totally
minutes.
Will. It's happened before.
And you'll get like a 50 share with like guys 35 years old who work like in an auto shop somewhere. But
that sounds very refreshing.
It's the new sound that the kids are swinging to. All right, so there you go. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to the phones, as they say. It's 503-733-297. Should I just clear this out, whoever these people are?
Yeah, well, maybe he had a couple band suggested.
Yeah, well, it's too late now. I'm going to hang up on him. And, gone. All right.
Oh.
503-733-297.
It was Scotty J. Scotty J's hanging up.
Was it really? Oh, that wasn't me.
No.
503-733-2970. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to the phones. This is the Rick Emerson Instapoll. We will be taking your calls. We will be tallying which of these songs you think ought to be used for the Unleash Your Inner Rock and Roll God contest. Choice number one, Dio. Choice number two, Zeppelin. Choice number three, Maiden. Oh, let me finish my scoring sheet here. All right, are we ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Which song should we use?
I think we should go with the Dio song.
Dio. You
never go wrong with Ronnie James.
Fantastic. Thank you. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Sterling.
Okay. What is your vote, sir?
Dio.
Two in a row for Dio. All right. Excellent. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. All right. It's 503-733-2970. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hey, Rick. Brother Steve down in beautiful San Clemente, California. How you been, mate?
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Yeah, six buddies were coming up for the listener party.
What? From San Clemente? The San Clemente is the home of Richard Nixon, by the way. That's where he was exiled to after Watergate.
Cotton Point, baby. It's like maybe a mile from where my house is, looking at the beach.
All right. So now, so am I to understand you're actually coming up to the listening party from Southern California?
Yeah, of course, mate.
Awesome.
Hey, the Rick Emerson Army. How come I can't listen to you on the air here?
I don't know anything about that. No, we actually get asked this a lot. You're interrupting the Instapoll, by the way, but that's okay. That's okay. It's all right. CBS Radio actually does a really great online streaming thing. They're rolling it out. We get asked this a lot. They're rolling it out city by city. So it is coming to Portland. The only question is when. So
we're leaving Wednesday night.
Well, I'm sorry.
When's the party?
The party is, well, you got the internet there, right? You're able to go to the website. It's Thursday.
Yeah, that's how come we're coming up Wednesday night.
Okay.
How do I get tickets? Can I get tickets or just show up?
You just show up, my friend.
Correct.
No tickets, no cover, no nothing. You show up. Be sure to introduce yourselves and announce yourselves.
I was at your second listener party. And then I moved down here to SoCal.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But I'm glad you're back on the radio and all.
Thank you. So how many of you are coming up from California?
There's six of us.
There's six people coming from California?
Sorry.
No. All right. That's
my fault.
All right. Well, sir, I appreciate it. Now, I'll tell you what. So we got to get back to the Instapoll, but I'm going to put you on hold. Sarah's going to talk to you, okay?
All right, bud.
All right. Hold on.
Oh, my.
That was unnerving.
It was.
Let's take a moment here before we continue the Instapoll.
I never hear people speak like that.
No, it's okay. Hey, ask him, don't put him back. Ask him who he wants to vote for, Dear Maiden or Zeppelin. Okay. It's gripping radio, I'm sure.
Okay,
all right, that's three in a row for Dio. I thought it would be Maiden. I thought it would be Maiden, like, way out front. All right. All right, Hey, did we both do that?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Okay.
Okay, let's just take a moment here. Let's listen to some Maiden. Just taking a moment. Listen to some Maiden. There you go. Yeah, you can't really say things
he
like that
just
on the air.
Excited.
It's okay. No, no, no. It's fine.
Enthusiasm.
No, you know what we're doing.
Very enthusiastic.
We're going to take a moment, and what we're going to do is Jen Lane style. Every time somebody swears, and we're obliged to use the delay, we're going to start punishing people with bad songs. Right now, it's Bill Cosby singing the Beatles. Oh no. Oh. There we go.
All right, is this the take or what? All right, okay, everybody. Here we go.
All right.
Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Cosby.
Yeah. That's right. All that's good.
It was 20 years ago today that Sergeant Pepper dropped the band to play.
This is what happens when you swear on the air.
Going in and out of style, but they're guaranteed to raise a smile.
Where did you find this?
So may I introduce
Todd, the
to
corpse
you,
sent this to me.
The act you've known for all these years, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
That sounds like someone doing a Bill Cosby impersonation.
Oh!
I don't think it is. I think it's really him. Because you can hear the old scratchy vinyl sound. At the beginning, you can hear them putting the needle down. This is what happens when we don't follow the rules. There's punishment. We'll get back to the Insta poll in a second.
Sing it, children.
And improbably, it gets worse, by the way.
Boys.
They sound like the girls.
I'm unclear about where this is from, by the way. I feel a little drunk. We'll all watch our language from now on, won't we?
So let me introduce to you the one and only Billy Shears and Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
All right.
Okay, can we stop it now?
All right, there you go. All right, thank you.
That was just terrible.
Okay. All right, we'll do a few more here. Let's go back to the Rick Emerson Show. Which song should we use for the Unleash Your Inner Rock and Roll God contest? Dio, Maiden, or Zeppelin?
It's got to be Maiden.
Maiden, the first vote for Maiden. All right, thank you, sir.
Thanks.
All right, it's 503-733-2970. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Which song should we use?
Two for Maiden.
Two? You can't vote. Who are the two?
Me and my girlfriend.
Yeah, all right, whatever. All right, okay, thank you, sir.
Uh-huh,
all right, there you go. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Is your vote for Dio, Maiden, or Zeppelin?
Maiden
coming out ahead. All right. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who is your vote for?
It's the Three Little Pigs song. It's got to be.
Okay. Thank you. No, it's not going to happen. I appreciate that. Hi, it's 503-733-2970. We are voting on which song the band will perform for the Unleash Your Inner Rock and Roll God contest. Hello, is your vote for Dio, Maiden, or Zeppelin?
Dio.
Dio. All right. Thank you. Appreciate that. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Is your vote for Dio, Maiden, or Zeppelin?
Maiden.
Maiden. All right. Alright, and so you gotta give me a cutoff point here. You gotta pick, I don't know what time it is, I can't see the clock. You gotta give me a cutoff point, let me know when we're
okay,
like 30.
Okay, well we've gotta break soon because Baumgarten's gonna be calling.
Alright.
You gotta give me
a cutoff. Hi, Rick Emerson Show, what is your vote for?
Oh, definitely Ronnie James Dio.
Ronnie James Dio. Thank you, I appreciate that. It's, 503-733-2970. Hi, Rick Emerson Show, is your vote for Dio, Maiden, or Zeppelin?
Ronnie James,
excellent, thank you. Hi, Rick Emerson Show, who is your vote for? Hello. Hi. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. All right. It's 503-733-2970. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's your vote for?
Maiden.
Maiden. All right. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's your vote for?
Maiden. Definitely Maiden.
Maiden. All right. Thank you. It's 503-733-2970. So, Sarah, why don't you give us like 30 seconds? We'll go 30 seconds from right now. You tell me when the cutoff point is. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who is your vote for?
Dio.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Hi, Rick Emerson Show, 503-733-2970. Who is your vote for?
Dio, man.
I like it as though there could be any doubt about it. As though there could be any question. It's 503-733-2970. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's your vote for?
Maiden.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, like two more.
All right. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's your vote for?
Dio.
Thank you. All right. We'll take one more. All right. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's your vote for?
Maiden.
All right. Thank you. Now, you are not going to believe this, but we're actually tied.
Really?
So this next call, you can look at my chart. We're tied.
Okay.
All right. The next call. This is it, baby.
Okay.
All right. Rick Emerson Show. Who is your vote for? Dio, Maiden, or Zeppelin?
Dio.
All right. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen. Were you pulling for Maiden?
I really wanted to hear someone sing Iron Maiden.
I'm sorry, the people have spoken. It's got to be Dio. Yeah, there's always the future. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the song that the band will be performing for the Unleash Your Inner Rock and Roll God contest will be Ronnie James Dio's Rainbow in the Dark. We'll go ahead and take that to break, actually. We'll be back after this. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Coming up, CNN radio correspondent Gary Baumgarten. We'll play Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics. We'll go to the City Desk with Tim Riley. And later on, Peter Carlin will be here to talk Sopranos. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show, live from Portland, with 3 days until Listener Party 9. Don't go anywhere. This is Johnson 970. It's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland, 503-733-2970. Thank you for coming along. 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. We get emails such as this one. Rick, the bomb to be detonated in the Vegas area is conventional, not nuclear. Tell Clyde to adjust his tinfoil hat. Also this. Rick, you just said it. Call the band Epileptic Manatee. No, I don't think so. What else do we have here? Rick, this is a cover band, right? How about Beatloaf? Aaron in Fairview. P.S. Clyde is a crazy man. I have no idea why people pay to witness his mind unravel. It's 503-733.
I believe there's no cover charge.
Zing! 503-733-2970. It is the Rick Emerson Show. Thank you for coming by. Here's what's coming up. We'll talk to Gary Baumgarten here in just a moment. Later on, we'll have the City Desk with Tim Riley. We'll have Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics coming up after that, which you will try and fail to determine which lyrics are mine and which are those of an established metal act. Booyah. Let's see, what else? We've also got Peter Carlin coming up. We'll do the Sopranos recap. I was going to threaten to play the Cosby Beatles thing, but, you know, that ship has already kind of sailed. So we'll see if we have to unleash that again. It's 503-733-2970. Let's go now to New York City, where we are joined by CNN radio correspondents to the stars from Manhattan. I need to shorten this bed. Gary Baumgarten, how are you, sir?
Hey, pretty good. How are you?
My friend, I am rolling along. It is another fantastic day in the City of Roses.
Excellent.
Hey, what is New York? Is New York, I mean, I know they call it the city that never sleeps, but is it really, is it the city of something? Is there a name? Does New York City have a nickname? It's the Big Apple, but it's...
Big Apple, yeah.
It's not the city of, you know, blah, 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 whatever?
Nope, but it is the city that never sleeps. That's not hyperbole. There's always something going on 24/7 in New York City.
It's true. Here's the thing I realized the last time I was in New York. As I lived in New York, I would either become very fit or very fat. I'm not sure which. Perhaps fit because you have to walk every, you know, and pay the cab and, you know, whatnot. And, so I ended up walking everywhere. And it just, man, I wore right through a pair of shoes in about a week in that city. And B, anytime you want caloric content, it is available to you. The worst thing was, when I went to New York, I'm still in Pacific time, so it's like everybody else is asleep, but I'm still wide awake. I was staying at some hotel, the Americana or someplace, but there's like a deli like 4 feet away from my room, open all night, selling bagels and, you know, and sandwiches like the size of a car. It's just unbelievable. So if I lived in that city, I think I would weigh about 400 pounds inside of a month.
And cheesecake, you know, that New York cheesecake.
Dude, I went on a tour of the Mad Magazine offices there because it's, you know, I get a whole love for Mad Magazine. It stems from my childhood.
Right.
And there's this thing on the Mad Magazine website. They're like, come by for a tour. It helps if you bring pastries. And so I'm like, well, fine. You don't have to tell me twice. So I go to the pastry store. I buy like 10 pounds of pastries for the guys at Mad Magazine.
Right.
And it's about half of those ended up going back to my hotel room. And it's, I don't want to sit and go on and on about this, but really, food in New York, it's like twice the size of food anywhere else. I don't know if you guys have like a second stomachs. Or, you know, I don't know if you're squirreling it away like nuts for the winter or something, but it's just, anyway, it's a whole thing. Hey, let's talk about this camera business. And the reason I'm talking about this is because it's sort of like, Los Angeles. What happens in New York eventually happens everywhere else. Is it true that they're just putting these There's just security cameras scattered all over Manhattan in public, right?
Yeah, Manhattan and the other the outer boroughs as well. In fact, the first couple have just been switched on in Brooklyn. They are wireless cameras that sit on top of utility poles, and they allow, back at the precinct house, the police to sit there and look at the screens and keep an eye on high-crime areas without having to actually put themselves in harm's way themselves. It's actually an attempt to put more eyes of the police in more locations at once. It's a very cost-effective way of dealing with crime.
It seems a little unnerving, though, don't you think? I mean, I realize it's a public area and blah, 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 expectation of privacy, but I mean, don't people feel a little creeped out by the idea that there's just going to be a bunch of government cameras everywhere staring at everything they do?
Well, there already are cameras, security cameras, omnipresent anyway, although most of those are not run by the government. Those are run by private concerns. You walk into a store, you're on camera. You walk past the store or a building, you're on camera. It's not unusual for when there is a crime for the police to start knocking on doors, not just where the crime occurred, but in the area around to see whether the security cameras there captured anything that might help them solve the case. So they're everywhere anyway. They're very pervasive. And so long as they're not using them to zoom in on somebody's fourth floor bedroom and, you know, try to catch the action for salacious reasons, I think they're going to be pretty okay with having them.
Well, that's my next question. Is there any sort of like, is there any sort of sense that the people are opposed to this? Is there any sort of fight against this? And B, is it like, I just wonder, is it monitored by this? Is there somebody who's monitoring this and sort of overseeing it to make sure it's not being, you know, that they're not just using it to, you know, to just like check out the hot neighbor lady across the street?
Right. Well, I think what's happened here and perhaps elsewhere in the nation is that a lot of the civil libertarian gains and concerns get shoved aside a little bit ever since 9/11. And the odd part about all that is that the people who attacked us on 9/11 want to take away our freedoms. And in an attempt to protect ourselves from terrorism, we unfortunately end up willingly volunteering to give away some of our freedoms, as we see with the Patriot Act and everything. And if there's a way to perhaps balance the two, it would be great, but I think people on both sides of this issue are so entrenched and so emotional about it, I don't really see a public consensus on how to accommodate both the need for security in this post 9/11 world and the need to protect our civil liberties, and I think they do get eroded, unfortunately, as a result of our security concerns.
Well, speaking of that, now you guys got this. Is it you guys or is it New Jersey where they just got to do this new smoking thing that went into effect?
Well, we've had it in New York, but New Jersey now has become the latest state to preclude smoking in public places such as bars and restaurants. And there's a little twist to the New Jersey story. Actually, there are a couple of twists. First of all, the casinos in Atlantic City are exempted from the law because they don't want people to be going to Vegas.
Sure.
Instead of Atlantic City and spending their money. And so some of the bars and restaurants are upset about that. They went to court to try to stop it based on the fact that they were being discriminated against, and they lost. But now they're trying to get the law to be changed to include the casinos. And the other thing that's very interesting, I don't think many local police agencies know this, nor probably do all of the bar and restaurant owners know this, but the law says that you have to be, I think, 30 feet from the building in order to smoke. So unlike New York, where people typically hang out outside smoking when it's when they have their hobo fits and need to light up, in New Jersey, technically, that would be illegal.
I think isn't that the same here? In Oregon, isn't it like 25 feet or something, Sarah? You're a junk smoker. You know smokers. Is it?
I know them.
You have to be 25 feet away. Isn't that the thing?
In Washington.
Oh, it's in Washington, I guess. Yeah, you have to be 25
feet. Yeah, in Oregon, you can still
smoke. California, I think it's the same thing. I think you have to be 25 feet away from the door or whatever.
I wonder whether that's actually enforced.
No, it's not. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to imply that you're a smoker, Sarah. I'm sure everybody knows you treat your body like a temple.
Rick, stop talking.
Uh-huh, okay. I should go, Gary. There's been some unpleasantness.
I got slapped, you know?
All right, yes. All right, thank you. Gary Baumgarten in New York City. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
All right, there you go. No, I'm just saying, I'm sure in a parallel universe. What? Who? I've already said it on the air like 100 times.
Well, stop saying it on the air.
Who is going to hear that doesn't already know? The floor?
Yeah. Rick, let's move forward. I don't want to talk about this. Let's move forward.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen at the City Desk, freaking me out. Here's Tim Riley. fine.
Okay, great.
Just a bunch of really overdramatic hand gestures.
From high atop the bottom of the coin tower, downtown Portland.
Who? Oregon. What tower?
The coin tower. CBS presents the City Desk Newsweek Jim Rather reporting. I don't smoke either. Pop star George Michael crashed into three cars while trying to park his SUV in London early yesterday morning. I guess he's having a problem parallel parking.
Fantastic. That guy's just an endless font of news lately. Isn't this like the second time he's hit some people in like a month?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good times.
So he hit all three this time. He confirmed the three parked cars have been damaged and that the four-wheel drive had been found, but the driver has not yet been identified. An anonymous witness quoted by Monday's edition of the tabloid said they recognized George Michael. How they could do that is beyond me, the way he looks now.
Well, have you seen him? He's so, it looks like somebody jammed a hose into him and just left it running.
I mean, he's London's answer to Mitchell Bickford now.
Wait, hold on. And you can talk. I wonder if they have, in Britain, do you suppose they have the stupid anchor people with the pithy, you know, like the glib witticisms after the story?
No. Not here. They're very serious.
Really? They don't have some sort of, what's his name?
I mean, they have anchor people, but they don't laugh and joke around or laugh. No.
Who would you say is the worst television anchor in Portland? Tim?
The worst?
Yeah.
Gee, I don't know.
I don't know.
Because if they were the worst, I probably wouldn't be watching.
I guess that's fair. I guess I'm trying to say is, like, who is, like, is there a Britain's answer to blank, you know what I mean, to Kent Brockman, you know what I mean? Because you wonder if there's like a, you know, he's making hits of a different sort now. Now cricket, you know, or whatever, you know what it is.
They just, oh, hey. you're thinking that they have like a Richard Quest.
Richard,
he only does that on our TV.
No, okay.
Plus, right. I haven't seen him lately. I don't know
where Richard Quest is, man. I miss that guy. Anyway, so no, but George Michael looks all bad. It's like, do you remember like the first time you saw Boy George after he'd been out of the public eye for
he's
a while?
No boy. he's like grandpa.
He started to look like Uncle Fester. Mm-hmm. Boy George got like, he's all bloated and puffy and he's got the shaved head and whatnot. And so he looked better when he was on the junk.
Well, the 42-year-old former Wham! Singer, whose hits include Careless Whisper and Wake Me Up Before You Go Go.
Wait, there's some sort of headline there. You know, like, Wham! And then just like, something, and then the picture of the smashed-up car.
Oh. Get my license plate before you go. Okay. Well, he was taken into custody in central London.
Not Careless Whisper. Careless Driver.
That could be, too.
Ah, that's right. In your face, everybody. Okay.
But anyway, he was picked up in London in February on suspicion of possessing drugs and being found slumped over the wheel of his vehicle. He spent the night at a police station before being released and said, it was my own stupid fault as usual, but this is the old arrest. He hasn't said anything this time.
All right.
So maybe he hasn't been caught.
So there you go.
Oh, anyway, I thought that this was a picture of a snowman, but it is a man with a 10-inch nail in his head. Does that look like a snowman?
Oh, but you can see this, by the way. No, this is it. This is at Rick Emerson. Oh. No. You can see this at rickemerson.com. Mm-hmm. Go to rickemerson.com right now.
Oh, this is from Russia.
Look at visual aid number one. Mm-hmm. Look at visual aid number one. It says visual aid for today's news. It is today's blog posting right under where it says Monday's crap.
Well, a man doesn't remember how he got the nail in his head.
No, it said, so I'll give you a second. You go to rickemerson.com, click on visual aid for today's news, and you will see the photo in color, by the way, that goes with today's story.
Well, he is from the Ufa region of Western Russia. Okay. He survived after discovering a 10-centimeter nail in his head. In an incident separate from the case of a young girl who had a nail driven into her ear 2 weeks ago, not to be confused. This is from Pravda, which means truth. The 40-year-old man discovered the metal dowel sticking out of his head while brushing his hair after part of the previous evening.
And for the best
so
part,
at least he can afford a brush.
No, and if you look at this photo, he has no hair. He has no demonstrable hair to brush.
Right.
So look at that. Yeah, I'm unclear about why he felt the need to brush. And let's also imagine what if you're looking at this photo. This is not so much a nail as it is a spike. This is a large, spiky object driven into his head, I would say, about 4 inches above his left eye. Mm-hmm. Now, I want you to imagine whacking into that with a hairbrush while you're standing. Imagine how hungover you normally are and how bad you feel, like, with a typical hangover. Now, imagine having, like, a 4-inch spike in your brain and actually whacking into it with your Vidal Sassoon plastic brush.
Well, the Russians are a tough people.
That's not going to feel good. Did they say he didn't notice it because he was drunk?
Well, apparently, head trauma is usually accompanied by amnesia. That's why the victim did not remember how he was injured.
Okay.
The doctor said the patient has been very lucky. The dowel had not broken any major blood vessels or the important parts of the brain.
He's in Russia. How much of his brain does he really need?
But Thank goodness he was a Russian because strong alcoholic intoxication saved him from going into shock from the pain.
See, there you go.
The patient left the hospital only a couple days after the operation. He can probably pawn this nail and paper his medical insurance.
The more you know.
Okay. Let's see here. In April, a 17-year-old girl from the southern Russian city of Tagalog also survived after a man she met on the street had agreed to have tea and kicked the nail into her head. Not only did she manage to survive the attack, but being Russian, she walked 3 kilometers to the nearest police station, but she fainted when she came in.
They're a hardy people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there you go. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Well, we should probably break here. Let's break. Here's what we'll do. A break. We'll come back. We'll play Spot the Fake Metal lyrics when we get back. Later on, we'll try to get to this news pile. We have Peter Carlin, who's going to be here to talk about The Sopranos. And we're going to find out, by the way, if you have friends who are listeners yet who are not going to Listener Party 9, which is now just 3 short days away, coming up this Thursday. This Thursday, April 20th, 7 p.m., Sabalas Mount Tabor on 49th and Hawthorne. We're going to find out later on if you have friends who are not coming to the party, and we're going to make you nag them. We are going to make you browbeat them into submission until they agree to attend. So we're going to do that. When we come back, we'll do Spot the Fake Metal lyrics, 2:30, Peter Carlin. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show right here.